Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And indeed we are. Our number here, as always, toll-free, especially we like to hear from first-time callers, is 800-313-9443. That's it, 800-313-9443, to get online and talk with Edgar Steele. And some of you might not know a little bit about Edgar. Edgar Steele has been our guest for some time, and we go back a number of years. Edgar, you might want to just briefly mention for our first-time listeners a little bit briefly about your own encounters with the JDL types, ADL, and the ugly court systems in America today.
Well, I have 25 years' experience as a lawyer, and it was primarily as a civil lawyer at first. And then I moved to Idaho, and I began to handle cases for the politically incorrect cases, mm-hmm. important civil rights cases that vindicated rights for all of us, primarily First Amendment rights. And it was in that context that I made the acquaintance of the JDL, the SPLC, and the ADL. And it was in that context that they decided that because I had the temerity to represent politically incorrect types, it was okay to threaten to kill not only me, but also my wife and my little children directly.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a convert of me at that time, and since then I have dedicated myself to fighting back and exposing them. Mm-hmm. It's what I call my trigger event. And when you have your trigger event, suddenly you open your eyes and you look around and you can see them everywhere. And you can see what they do everywhere. It's plain to see. I've written a book called Defense of Racism, in which I go into this at length. I've had trials against Morris Dees of the Southern Poverty Law Center. I've represented people like the Aryan Nations, the guys that have been taken up on the Idaho hate crime law for having shouted the N-word at a black guy who had just assaulted his wife. Mm-hmm. Yet the black guy was never charged with anything, but this guy was facing 5 years for having called him the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
I have been writing extensively the last few years and raised their ire. I have a website, nickelrant.com. If you go there, you can see essays that I've written. You can find out about a radio show that I have on Wednesday nights. And you can get the links to go read some excerpts from my book if you like. It's called Defense of Racism.
That's right. And conspiracypenpal.com is still alive.
And it is still alive, but I've got it redirecting to nickelrant.com right
mm-hmm.
now.
I'm
considering a run for the governor of Idaho, and as a result, I've had to clean up my act a little bit. So nickelrant.com is my current live website, and I have buried some of the more inflammatory things I've written in years past. Of course, they'll come back and thrown at me if I run for governor, but I figure why ask for more trouble than I need to have.
But you are making that run?
I'm thinking seriously about it. I'm thinking I'm probably going to make an announcement in a month if I do decide to do it.
All right. Well,
and if I do, I will attempt to get the Constitution Party nomination for governor of Idaho.
And if not, would you run just as an independent candidate?
I beg your pardon?
Would you run just as an independent candidate if you have no party affiliation?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to run with a party affiliation.
Yeah.
Because it's always nice to get all the help you can.
Yes. Well, hey, that's needless to say a great courageous move if you do it on your part, Edgar. Not surprised if you do, and God bless your efforts. Well, we'll take a break. We'll take some calls when we come back at 800-313-9443.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What have you done?
Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
We are back with Edgar Steele, and we'll take some calls here. But first, Edgar, I'm sure you've heard about the news about David Duke being arrested in the Czech Republic, right?
Yes, I did. And that's going to be an interesting test to see whether or not they can hold him on hate crime charges there. Of course, he was there to promote his book, and I've read his book, and there's a lot more in there to charge him with than they got David Irving for.
Mm-hmm. What do you think will happen then? You think they will be making a big case out of him and putting him in jail?
I don't know. I know that the American government sure isn't going to go out of its way to protect his interests.
They'll probably be on the side of the prosecution.
Probably.
Well, we're not surprised by that. And now they're beginning to do this more and more often. Do you feel, as many do, that the powers that be, world Zionism and Jewry, are now beginning to get so desperate that they might very well risk all of this backfiring on them? I know there's a lot of sentiment against these laws in Europe today. Do you think that will have that effect or just the opposite?
Well, I think it's eventually going to backfire. That's the one weakness that they have, is that they always overreach. That's why they've been thrown out of every European country time and again down through the ages.
Mm-hmm.
And since they're now making a grab for the entire world, like I like to say, this time they better have a new planet picked out.
I like that expression. All right, let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443. Mark in Illinois is up first. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, how you doing there, Rick?
All right, sir.
A big fan of yours. I've been listening to you for, you know, about 4 years. But, Mr. Steele, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I have your book, Defensive Racism. I use it as a quick desk reference.
Good for you, Mark. Glad to hear it.
And I follow you so much that actually last year we took a family vacation and went to Idaho. And, you know, we looked around and, thinking about, you know, moving out there. But I live here in Illinois, and I live in a suburb north of the city. And I just can't for the life of me figure out how America bought into Obama. Because he's been on the south side of Chicago for 20 years, and the place is a cesspool. You know, I would never even go down there. And if you're on the freeway, there's a joke. You go 70, and if you hit somebody, you don't stop until you get to Indiana. Because the south side of Chicago is just lethal. We've had more murders in the south side of Chicago this year than they've had in the war in the last couple of years.
The reason we got Obama is because of the bad taste that Bush left in our mouth. And then look at the stiff that they propped up against him, John McCain, for heaven's sake. I mean, it's no real surprise that Obama won that one.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, if you run for governor, I'm racing to the state of Idaho, and I'm going to vote for you.
All right. Glad to hear it. We can always use good people here.
Well, yeah.
Stay for the freedom, stay for the adventure, I say.
Yeah. Well, we went to a couple of the Cubs had a single-A baseball team there in Boise, and we went there and watched a couple of games. But, you know, the people were nice. Great Little League facilities all over the area, Meridian, Idaho, where we were thinking about moving to, and a lot to do. And I only took that trip out there to check out that state because of your book and, you know, the preparations that you said, that you got to make.
Well, there's a reason I'm here, that's for sure. If there was a better place to be in America, I'd live there right now.
Well, I just want to say thanks for taking my call, Rick, and Mr. Steele. You have a good evening, and I'll keep listening to you.
Great.
Amen
thanks
to that.
Calling.
Appreciate your call and input, Mark. All right, 800-313-9443. Let me take a call from Wes in Idaho. Hello there, Wes.
You can count on my vote here in Idaho, Edgar.
All right.
I wanted to get the word out on a new video, 911missinglinks.com by Mike Delaney. Have you guys seen it yet? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I haven't seen it. I know of Mike Delaney. I know of his ProThink organization. I know that his work is well thought of.
This video breaks new ground in that it doesn't talk much about how 9-1 occurred, but who did it. And it's over 2 hours long, and I mean it's like taking the gloves off. It just beats them to a pulp. And it also covers the Levon affair and the USS Liberty very well.
So, tell the people how they can get a copy of it.
Well, you can actually watch it online, 911missinglinks.com. I guess you could order it from him or the $1 DVD project. They sell it as well. So I got it mailed to me from Idaho Observer. It's out there and around. The $1 DVD project sells it, and it's also you can watch it online, and hold on, because it just blasts them. Anyway, that's what I wanted to get out there, so let's go to some other calls. Thank you.
Well, that's very, very nice of you to do that, Wes. We appreciate your input. very much on the program. And since you're in Idaho, I know, as you said, you are going to be a voter and a supporter if Edgar chooses to take that path. He hasn't made it official and he hasn't definitively said it, but I have a feeling that he might very well do exactly that. And Edgar, we've heard about the about this decision on guns coming out of the Ninth Circuit Court, I believe, and many people are beginning to analyze this so-called Second Amendment victory. What are your thoughts on it? I know you've spoken or written about it.
Oh, I have, and I keep hearing people say that it's a good thing, and I haven't seen anything good about it right from the beginning. Here's the problem.
Look at the Ninth Circuit Court, and you have to definitely ask, what's good about that court?
Nothing. You know, it's the most liberal federal appellate circuit in America, by far. And this decision is no different. In it, they have decided that Alameda County can ban firearms from the county fairground. And in the decision, they find that it's a balancing of interest that's required, the individual interest and privilege to have guns versus the public interest to be protected, the state's interest to control them. Now, the balancing test is something that's applied to privileges, not rights. Keep in mind, this is a right to bear arms that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the circuit, the Ninth Circuit, is inherently saying that if this is not a right, it is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And the court says, in what's routinely called dicta, in other words, it's not the core holding of the case, but they say that the core of the Heller case, which is the Supreme Court case from a year or so ago that said that there was an individual right to bear arms, they said that applied only within the home. So that's where we're headed. We're headed for them saying that states and cities can ban firearms except inside the home. And that's the current status of law in the Ninth Circuit. And
which is
that
a very dangerous concept, and it violates the very letter, if not the spirit, of the Constitution.
Oh, it violates the letter of the Constitution after the
15th.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you got to keep
in mind the Ninth Circuit particularly,
yeah,
and the U.S. Supreme Court. Both of these are policy-making organizations. These are not dispute-resolving entities.
Mm-hmm.
These are not courts in the way that you normally think of courts. These justices tell their clerks to go out and select cases that are on point with issues that they want to address during the pending season, and their clerks go get the cases, bring them back, and those are the cases that the justices agree to hear so that they can make policy.
And then we have the groups like the Second Amendment Foundation applauding this decision, and at least we're told they have. We haven't heard anything else from them after maybe they sit down and analyze it. Maybe they'll take a different tact.
I'd like to think they've got somebody there that knows how to read it.
Yeah, because it is, like you say, it's very, very disingenuous right on its surface. And people need to read these decisions, like the Heller decision and this decision in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for San Francisco, and look at the people who write these decisions. Judge, I believe it's Judge Diamude, was it? F. O'Scanlan, is that his name?
I don't know the judge's name.
Yeah, he's the judge who wrote a concurring opinion, and he wrote that the right to bear arms is a bulwark against external invasion. And that itself, that term "external invasion," sort of has some implications that we should talk about when we come back from the break. We're going to take a break, and we'll take more calls too. Get on the line right now for Edgar Steele, my attorney guest, Rick Adams, Uncensored, 800-313-9443.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to KTOrdnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills,
especially at times like these.
Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Can man control his destiny?
Can he change the shape of things to come?
And we are back again with Edgar Steele, my guest. And Edgar, I want to get back first to that Second Amendment Foundation, press release that we're told is as follows. They say the majority opinion in this case in the Ninth Circuit by Judge Diamud F. O'Scanlan, with a concurring opinion from Judge Ronald Gould, who wrote, quote, "The right to bear arms is a bulwark against external invasion. That we have a lawfully armed populace adds a measure of security for all of us and makes it less likely that a band of, quote, terrorists could make headway in an attack on any community before the most professional forces arrive." Then we're told by the Second Amendment Foundation, although the court found against the plaintiffs in the case of Nordyke versus King, Russell and Saley Nordyke, operators of a gun show in Alameda County, California, the court acknowledged that its earlier position that the Second Amendment protected only a collective right of states had been overruled by the Supreme Court 2008 ruling, of course, in the District of Columbia, to which you just alluded, the Heller decision. That was the case in which the High Court ruled the Second Amendment protects, quote, an individual civil right to keep and bear arms. This is a great victory for the advancement of the fundamental individual right of American citizens to own firearms, said Second Amendment Foundation founder Alan Gottlieb. The Ninth Circuit panel has acknowledged that the Heller ruling abrogated its earlier position on the Second Amendment, and it further clarified that the Second Amendment is incorporated to the states through the 14th Amendment through due process clause. Well, now, there's a little bit of meat here that you might want to dissect. I might have some comments, Alan.
Yeah, I can take care of that in one
second. Sure. Go right ahead.
That's one of the most ridiculous press releases I've ever heard about a legal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy ought to read the opinion and think about it. You know, and furthermore, our founding fathers put that Second Amendment in there not for us to be able to protect ourselves against invaders from outside the country, but for us to protect ourselves from our own government. And they spoke about that extensively.
Yes, so it's not a matter of incorporation, but the state constitutions across America actually should be the highest and are the highest law of the land.
Well, the federal constitution actually is the highest law of the land. It doesn't matter what the state constitutions say. If there is a right guaranteed to us by the federal constitution, like the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And?
You know, there are very few things that are given to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution. There are very few things that are specifically handed to individuals by the U.S. Constitution. Everything else that the Constitution doesn't talk about are reserved to the states, the local counties, the local cities, and to individuals, okay?
Tenth Amendment. Mm-hmm.
But the Second Amendment happens to be one of those things that guarantees us the individual right, not the privilege, the right to bear arms. I don't care what state constitutions have to say. Where I come from, that means we have a right to bear arms. No, we don't need concealed carry permits. And if we can afford an F-16, we ought to be able to own an F-16 personally. Personally, I'd like to have a bazooka, but they'd take me away if I bought one.
Hmm. That's interesting. Wouldn't mind having a few missile launchers myself, especially when I'm driving.
Yeah, really. Mine are on the fenders.
Anyway, what you say is interesting, but my point is that I believe each of the state's constitutions, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but every one of them guarantees the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And especially, you know, where it all started in the colonies. And my state's constitution spells it out pretty clearly, as well as other states that make no equivocation about it whatsoever. So,
well,
again, it's not a government-given right. It's a government-protected right. Right?
A right is a right. It's a God-given right.
Yes.
Government has a right means just that, something that the government cannot mess with or restrict. Okay? And the states, when they saw the Fed start to restrict rights, began to incorporate them themselves. But now they've fallen into the same old pattern, and they're starting to treat them as privileges. And that was the whole danger. That's why the Bill of Rights was not in the original Constitution. It's not that they forgot about these things, but the prevailing mood at the Constitutional Convention, the first one, was that if they included them, that they would give people the idea that these were things that could be legislated upon. And they've been proven correct. However, the problem is that all the things the Constitution doesn't talk about, the federal government has taken under its purview as well. So the anti-federalists were correct as well.
Right. Okay, we'll have to come back to that, take more calls just ahead when we continue Rick Adams Uncensored and my guest, Edgar Steele. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Back now with our guest, attorney Edgar Steele. And Edgar, I do want to return to the phone calls, but you were talking about the fact that we do have rights that do not come from any state or government. I think we all know that, at least most of our listeners understand that concept. And then we have government and government agencies at war with us, at war with our God-given rights. And it was the same a couple of hundred or so years ago. And at what point did the framers, did the colonists decide that enough was enough? And have we far surpassed that point today, coming full circle?
Well, I think the point was something called the shocker around the world with the exchange of gunfire at the Lexington-Concord Bridge. Mm-hmm. When the British rode into town to disarm the local population. Does this sound familiar? Does this sound like something that's about to happen in America, by the way?
Yeah, it does. It really does sound that way, doesn't it?
So we had musket-wielding farmers who met the British at the Concord Bridge, and history doesn't reveal who fired the first shot, but when it was over, a lot of people were dead, and the Revolutionary War had begun, and the colonists had had enough. And I predict the same thing will happen in America.
Mel Gibson's The Patriot. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Mel Gibson will be leading the charge, though.
But his film certainly gives inspiration, I would think.
Well, a film does, yes.
Now, we'll take a call or two, but the point you made about Lexington and Concord is a valid one. I'm very close to that area myself, where I'm living, and I can tell you today that the people of that community in Massachusetts, particularly, by and large, are brain dead, and they are a people that have grown now for generations with the idea that government is their servant, and that redistributing the wealth and serving individuals as slaves and serfs is a very desirable thing. The men at that time, the time of the shot heard round the world, were men who were of deep religious convictions, were indeed, for the most part, I would say, rugged individualists. They were not part of this collective Obama mentality where they, you know, look to the government to take care of their daily sustenance and their daily needs. So that's something that, unfortunately, is a reality that we must look at. And we, but then again, you know, and I know that it was only a very small percentage of
people. That's right. In revolutionary times, when we had that initial conflict there at the Lexington Concord Bridge, the prevailing opinion was pro-British, and it was like that for quite some time afterward. And in fact, even when the British finally surrendered at Yorktown, there was still a sizable percentage of the American colonists who were pro-British. In fact, so many that they had to get on the ships and sail back to England that they weren't welcome in America anymore.
That's right. That's a forgotten part of history, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Indeed. All right. 800-313-9443. Let me go to Danny in Houston. And, hello there, Danny.
Yes, sir, Rick. Good show again, as usual. I don't ask your guest. I didn't get all of your shows. You usually work night sometimes. But you mentioned not all was automatic weapons don't come from this country, come into this country from another country. Is that documented somewhere? Is that in your book or something?
Well, I don't think it's in the book, but it's pretty clearly shown. And I mention it only because Obama is using that as a justification for pushing this international treaty that Bill Clinton signed 12 years ago that has yet to be ratified by the Senate.
What's the name of your book?
Obama is lying to us about this.
Danny, are you there?
I've got a bad connection. What's the name of your book again?
What's the name of your book, Edgar? He wants to know. It's Defensive Racism, by the way.
That's right. Defensive Racism. You can go to www.defensiveracism.com. You can read excerpts of it online.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
All right, Danny. Thank you very much for your call. I have an email question, rick458@cox.net. And the question has to do with the illegals coming into the country. And we have certain people in the federal government who have made it a declaration of war against the borders of the United States. And again, Bush was one of them. But this writer asks about the situation really that's overtaking the entire country. And the question is, have we passed the point of no return with the illegals coming in, or is there hope that we can start rounding them up and sending them back, Edgar?
Well, you know, put me in charge, and I'll have them back across the border within 2 months, I guarantee you. Of course, put me in charge, and I'll have our troops back home by next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to put me in charge. So have we passed the point of no return? Probably. I think that when the country descends into economic chaos, that there will be open warfare even greater than what currently exists in the streets of America. And there already is a race war going on in America. Most people don't read about it because it's not being reported by the media.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to ramp up to proportions that cannot be ignored by the media anymore. And when that happens, then you will find that Mexicans will scurry back to the Southwest and concentrate themselves. And when white people get the word that a great number of white people are being killed by Mexicans and blacks, there will then be bands of guys that will get together with guns who will go on hunting expeditions. Mm-hmm. This happened in Katrina, by the way. And mm-hmm. you didn't hear about it in the media, did you? But that was what that door-to-door gun confiscation was all about, because they were trying to put an end to that business. Anyway, you'll have gangs of white guys going out on hunting expeditions.
Uh-huh.
That's when government will confront us and start shooting us in the street, and that will be the second shot heard around the world. And that's when the revolution will start.
Yes, Edgar, but you know something else that should be brought out right now, and I'll bring it out too, that is the fact that the Obama administration, you know, certainly on the heels of George Bush, who has done everything to dismember the United States and bring in the alien ship into the country, has gone beyond that point with this so-called stimulus plan, in which it is said, even by such distinguished newspapers as USA Today, that illegals in the country, to the tune of hundreds of thousands, may indeed be benefiting from the stimulus package, so-called, because of the jobs that will be created by the stimulus law that could end up being filled by them, particularly in the big states such as California, where the alien workers are heavily represented in construction, for instance. So you see, that's something that many haven't even thought about. But I'm sure Obama thought about it.
Well,
and his advisors thought about it.
Well, it's absolutely true, and it's logical. It's a logical result. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, so you see, this, the American people, again, have been told that we're going to send all sorts of reinforcements to the border. We're going to fight those so-called drug agents that are coming in to America and interfering with us and endangering our nation, when in fact, of course, he's doing just the opposite. You see, so again, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, we've gone from one administration to the next, and there hasn't been a change. It's
no,
only gotten
no,
worse.
No, that's not true, Rick. There has been a change.
Gotten worse. Yes,
things
from
are
bad
getting,
to worse.
Things are getting worse.
Yes, you said it. No question about it. I have another email question here. Your guest has said that it looks as if we need to prepare for our survival. What does that entail in his survival kit? Will he speak of this on the air? Edgar?
Well, it depends upon where you are. You see, I'm at the place where you want to get to if you're in a city. So my whole lifestyle has been constructed around constructing a survival retreat, if you will. My home is my survival retreat. But for those of you in the city, the first things you want to do is get a plan for getting out of the city and have enough gasoline stocked up that you cycle through your cars such that you can throw it in the back at a moment's notice and get to where you're going to go to, whether it be a relative's house or a vacation home or whatever. And you've got to have a plan with your kids, because if they're off at school or your wife's at work, you've got to have a place to meet. And you got to have a plan for getting out of the city, not using the freeways, because they're going to be jammed. And you need to do it quickly, because if you don't do it quickly, you won't get out, because streets will be jammed. People who move quickly will be able to get out. And these are people who will already have in their trunks a few days' worth of water and food and money, survival rations, blankets, and, of course, room for that gasoline to get somewhere. People who have made arrangements with somebody that they know will be happy to see them. And very few people are going to be happy to see you, by the way. So you're going to need to bring something that will make them happy to see you. That means food, gold, silver, something that will be useful when the hard times come. You know, this is called having a bug-out kit. It doesn't take much, you know. It just means that if you put food by, you'll have extra food to eat in the future, and you'll probably save on food costs. If you have gold and silver, then you'll probably make a little bit of a profit on gold and silver. It's mm-hmm. not like you're asking yourself to suffer any privation in putting together what's called a bug-out kit, but it does mean that you need to have a plan. It's like a fire drill when you were a kid at school. If you didn't know to get out when the bell rang, and if you didn't know how to get out and where to assemble, you were going to die. Well, the same thing's going to have to happen here. You need to know how to get out of town. You need to know what to take. You need to know, and your kids need to know how to meet up with you. These are things you need to think about.
Right.
Hard times are coming, folks. It doesn't take much to think about these things. Ignore them at your peril.
Edgar, before I take another call, then what is the time frame that you are predicting as far as when all hell will break loose?
I think all hell could break loose as early as this fall, certainly by a year from this fall. And by 2012, you won't recognize America.
Mm-hmm. I don't recognize America today. I mean, from 4 years ago when I started here. I mean, it's grown incredible.
There's a lot of truth to that, but
yeah.
it's gonna change in ways that will be remarkable in the next
Absolutely.
Few years.
Oh, I agree fully. Let's take Mike in Kentucky now. Hello, Mike. You're on the program with Edgar.
So I guess you've seen the movie The Postman.
No, I haven't.
Yes.
With Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I
so
just
you're thinking by somewhere around 2012, things will be along those lines, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Any other questions or comments,
well,
Mike?
For those, you know, you talked about earlier about the Southern Poverty Law Center and stuff. That guy was set up, basically. Morris Dees was bought out of debt. His company was in debt something like $6 million or something. And
was that $6 million again, huh?
Times Mirror Corporation bought him out of debt and set him up to create the Southern Poverty Law Center. There's a documentary about it called Blinded by the Lies. I've actually held the documents from the Alabama archives in my hands with the seal embossed into the papers, so I know they're genuine. And, of course, it all came out in his divorce papers, where the money came from to buy him out of debt and set him up.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, of course, it's all what you call, it's, you know, sour grapes or whatever, because it was brought out in a divorce, and so you can judge it from its own credibility, but because of that. But
Wasn't there a question about his child molestation charges against
right,
him, too?
Right, yeah, that was brought out, too, that he had given his stepdaughter a sexual device and offered to demonstrate it on a couple of occasions, but and was caught looking in her bedroom as she undressed. And, that's all, you know, kind of beside the point, ancillary. It just shows the man's character. But if you go to YouTube and you search for Blinded by Lies, there's a couple of videos. It's about a 5 or 6 part video on that where a guy by the name of Jim Floyd goes through all the allegations in the divorce documents and stuff and how they lump in these so-called Klan, which from what I've studied about the Klan, they're not really Klan. And of course, the FBI's got caught orchestrating supposed Klan events, and they were fake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Texas Monthly Magazine infamously gave them the Bum Steer Award back in 1997 for that very thing, creating a Klan group and having to build a bomb for this basically a bunch of trailer park trash to blow up a refinery. And they couldn't even figure out how to set the bomb off right, so the whole thing got exposed. But, it's par for the course, I guess, for that sort of stuff. But I just wanted to mention that if anybody wanted to see the documents on it and how Morris Dees is not exactly this high moral leader on a white horse. He's been set up to do the social engineering that he's been trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you pointed that out. Edgar, any comment?
No, I know Morris Dees. I'm well acquainted with his ethics and morality. I opposed him in the courtroom. I got an in-depth look at him and the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. A lot of little old ladies send him money and donations and stuff for some of the stuff he does. And I think they could be their donations would be better spent elsewhere.
Anybody that sends money to the Southern Poverty Law Center is funding Satan's work.
Well, yes, we know their works, and they are judged by their works indeed. Thank you for the call there, Mike from Kentucky. Mark Potok, of course, is one of the attorneys with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm sure you know of him.
And another known homosexual. Yes, I've locked horns with Mark Potok, and I've met him personally.
And another Talmudist. We'll be back in 3 minutes to close out the segment. If you have a quick comment or call, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right, round up the boys.
All righty, we're almost at the end of tonight's program. I want Edgar to ask you about the Nickel Rant Internet radio show. And what is this thing about Obummer?
Oh, well, that's the title of my most recent Nickel Rant that you can find on nickelrant.com.
Mm-hmm.
The format that I've adopted is the first segment, which is 12 minutes long, is a scripted 12-minute segment that essentially I read what I've written for that week, and then I expand upon it in the following hour, And before much longer, we'll add another hour and take calls as well from listeners. Every Wednesday night on the Voice of Reason Radio Network, reasonradionet.com.
What is that again? Could you repeat that web address?
The web address is, just go to nickelrant.com. There's a link there for it.
You know why?
And,
you're,
that's
think
the
your
easiest
phone...
way to find it.
Yeah, okay, because your phone is not coming in as clearly maybe as it could. So we'll see if we can. We've got to get you another phone, Edgar, I think. we like clarity here in the program, but that's important. Let me just check one thing here before we end. I think, let's see, did we have somebody who dropped off the line, Mr. Producer? Oh, okay. All right, but we do have Nickel Rant now in the archives that are linked up, I believe. Is that right here at RBN, right? There you go, Edgar, the moment you've been waiting for. And hopefully sometime we should be able to find you maybe on RBN and have your show here. I think you would be most appropriate, and people should do that to definitely support the move to get Edgar a program here to spread the word. Because as you can see, Edgar's been doing this for a long time, and time is running out. So people need to be prepared, need to know what to do. And by the way, we want you out there, ladies and gentlemen, to call that number toll-free during the weekdays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central, 800-724-2719, to get your bumper stickers, business cards, free postage, just $8. If you want to send more, obviously you may. And you can do that over the phones by calling in, supporting Republic Broadcasting. Edgar, we're just about at the end of the program. For tonight, have we left anything out that you wanted to bring up?
I could go on for weeks.
Yep, I know. We'll do it again soon. But
it's
any final thoughts,
Rick,
for tonight as we ponder the weekend and next week's problems?
Thanks for having me on, Rick. It's always a pleasure talking to you and hearing what your listeners have to say.
Amen to that, and I feel the same. Thank you, Edgar. We will do it again very soon. All
I
right, good night
to
you, and have a blessed weekend.
You
well,
do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long week, as you know, and as Edgar said, yes, there's many things we did not get to tonight, but we will the next time. And as you know, from week to week, things certainly have a way of getting more fluid and changing. Keep your eyes up, keep your eyes looking up to him and preparing. Remember, expect the best, but prepare for the worst. You always need to be armed with the sword of the Lord and the spiritual guidance in the scriptures. So, all I can say is thank you all for joining us tonight. Continue to support and listen to republicbroadcasting.org. And Lord willing, we'll see you next week, right here, same time, same network. Good night, everyone.
With recent